This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 420 people have died and more than 20,000 infected by the new coronavirus and has world leaders and medical professionals on edge. And with that, the United States steps up its precautionary measures by restricting passenger flights that include people who have recently traveled from China.
At a joint news conference Monday with Uzbekistan's foreign minister in Tashkent, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. plans to have more flights heading to China to bring Americans back home from the Hubei province.
We anticipate that they will happen in the next handful of days, and we'll return those American citizens. We may well end up bringing some citizens back from other countries as well. We're working through the details on that. We're working closely and hand-in-hand with the Chinese government to try and resolve what is now this global epidemiological challenge.
On Monday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry criticized the U.S. and other countries for some of the steps being taken in response to the outbreak. Now more than 30 countries are restricting travel from China. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
The Iowa Democratic Party says that results from the state's first-in-the-nation caucus have been delayed due to quality checks and new reporting rules. It says the problem was not a result of a hack or intrusion. Across the state, Democrats have been balancing a strong preference for fundamental change with an overwhelming desire to defeat U.S. President Donald Trump. They are trying to have recorded votes, but now they say that they'll have to hand count each ballot. Nearly a dozen Democratic White House contenders are still vying for the chance to take on President Trump in November. Iowa's first-in-the-nation caucuses have been expected to provide some clarity for what has been a muddled nomination.